Thank you, fellows, for bringing that forward, and appreciate your time. We'll move on to number 8 under petitions, snagging Asian carp on the Missouri River. Tom, you want to kick that off as well?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Second petition on your list there is from Mr. Trent Snazza out of Sioux Falls. And I believe Mr. Snazza is online and would like to address or talk to the commission of his reasons for submitting this petition. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll allow Mr. Snazza to talk, and then I'll follow up if works for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Snazza, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Very good. The floor is yours.
Yep. Okay. Hello. Thank you for letting me be able to talk. I just want to be able to snag Asian carp downriver, you know, from Gavin's Point Dam. I mean, not necessarily below Gavin's Point Dam, but downriver. I know a couple good spots down by South Point where they're just right off shore in like May and June. So that's why I just want to be able to snag Asian carp like that year round. Not necessarily be right below, you know, Gavin's Point Dam, but down river a ways. And that's what I'll have to say, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, the petition in front of you that was submitted by Mr. Snazza, the asking for the change to allow snagging Asian carp on the Missouri River. We had some lengthy conversation in this internally with aquatic staff, our fish biologists, law enforcement staff related to snagging. And a couple main items that came up in the overall discussions when you talk about snagging, the first conversation that comes up is snagging paddlefish. As you are all aware, we have a snagging season for paddlefish that occurs for the month of October. When that happens, certainly there is that opportunity where people are snagging Asian carp and could catch other fish as well. But as this conversation went through with our biologist law enforcement staff looking at it year-round on the Missouri River, some of the main issues and items that came about from their conversations was, number one, having it available year-round would basically be looking at a catch and release snagging of paddlefish on a year-round basis versus that 1 month. Had some concerns, reservations on that. There was also some concerns expressed about the non-target species that would potentially be snagged. One example that was brought up was the efforts that are going on right now in the Missouri River with the pallid sturgeon. That would be another non-target species that could potentially be snagged, and that's one that we're working on from a threatened and endangered species status and bringing that back. Some of the other concerns or issues that were brought up around the snagging, obviously the Missouri River is a boundary water, working with our counterpart in the state of Nebraska, considering that part of the state. In some locations, so for example, that first half mile or 0.6 miles right below Gavin's Point is actually under the authority of Nebraska, not South Dakota. And so we have to consider rules that are put in place and working with our adjacent states. And we haven't had the opportunity to really fully vet what rules would look like, all those things. We did reach out to them. They did express concern. They are not interested in snagging year-round in those areas. And even farther down in the Missouri River, we reached out to the Corps of Engineer. They expressed some of those same concerns, in particular about pallid sturgeon. You remember a couple of years ago when we were talking about catfish on boundary waters, making a change to that 30-inch, and that was a process. It took us over a year to work with the state of Iowa based on their schedule of season setting, our schedule, and so some of those things take a much longer time to even have the conversation, more or less create rules that we would come to an agreement upon. So for a lot of those reasons, as we looked at this, we bring forward a recommendation of denial. There could be some complexities, especially working with the other adjacent states, the potential catching of non-target species, in particular raised to the top of looking at some of those concerns with it. There certainly are other opportunities, whether you're angling, archery, dip nets, to catch Asian carp as well for those folks that are interested. So there's still opportunity out there. There was just concerns expressed about the snagging component of it on a year-round basis. So our recommendation to you would be denial of this petition. I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Does anybody have any questions, comments? Commissioner Ressler.
Mr. Snazza, thank you for bringing this forward. This is Commissioner Ressler. I live on the Missouri River, not far from you in Vermilion, and I would love to allow you to snag these fish because I dislike them a lot. I know they taste good, but they are hard on boats. They're hard on faces when they hit you and you're in the water. But for the reasons that Director Kirschman mentioned, specifically our efforts with the pallid sturgeon, I am going to move for denial of the petition, but it would be nice if we could focus on the Asian carp and more opportunity to try to eliminate this aquatic invasive species. Thank you.
There's been a motion and a second. Discussion on the motion to deny. Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.